Some of the best big mountain skiers and snowboarders in the world are in Haines this week for the Freeride World Tour. After taking on slopes in France and Austria, the tour is holding its first ever Alaska stop. 36 athletes will face off to qualify for the final event in Switzerland. Organizers are hoping to hold the competition in Haines tomorrow, depending on weather conditions. KHNS's Emily Files talked to some of the athletes at a welcoming reception hosted by the local museum.
Reina Barkered is a freeride champion from Sweden. He's skied in 7 Freeride World Tours, gliding down slopes all over the world, but he's never been to Haines.
It's been renowned big mountain skiing mecca for a long time, so I think it's every skier's dream to once at least come here and ride these incredible mountains.
Ski mecca. That's what the freeride athletes and organizers keep calling Haines.
Because Alaska is one of the best places in the world for this kind of skiing. One place where every rider dreams to come.
Stefan Don is a freeride guide. He's one of the dozen or so people dedicated to safety on the tour. He and Dr. Mark Koenig say the remoteness of Haines adds to what makes it a ski mecca.
It's very wild. Nobody. We can feel it. We came this morning with the ferry, with the boat. It's a long way. I mean, 4 or 5 hours. And we can feel like this is not the end of the world, but that's very, very far away from everything. So for us, that's what we like also.
Remote also means expensive. That's why the freeride hasn't come to Alaska before. General Manager Nicholas Hale Woods says it's been a dream for years.
And this year we could assemble the budget to finally do it, and we chose Haines.
Hainesboro officials say it's costing Freeride almost $1 million to hold an event here. Hale Woods says video and broadcast production is the biggest expense. Freeride sets up a production tent on the mountain and live streams video coverage. Here's some sound from the live stream in Andorra.
Such a nice rider.
No! That was so close! Unbelievable!
Almost blew it, but didn't. Okay.
So how does the competition actually work? Barkered explains.
Whoever skis down a mountain in the nicest possible and coolest way wins. And this is all based out of what we call an overall impression. Basically meaning the one with the most wow factor in the run wins. So you want to go fast, you want to jump big cliffs, if you can, do a trick in the middle in there. And all this accumulates points to create a score.
Barkered is ranked 3rd in the men's ski bracket right now. He and a lot of other competitors are from European countries. But there are also some American athletes, even a few from Alaska.
It's really exciting to be in my home state.
Hazel Birnbaum is a skier from Moose Pass who lives in California. Right now, she's ranked 3rd among the female skiers. She says Haines is the only stop on this tour where the ski runs are solely accessible by helicopter.
With the helicopter, we can access terrain that we normally could never access. So it opens up a whole world of possibilities.
In Haines, like all the freeride stops, safety is a big concern. Here's Stefan Don again.
We need to make sure the face we chose is not in the big avalanche danger zone.
Local heliski company co-owner Scott Sundberg was caught in an avalanche while scouting ski conditions last week for this competition. He wasn't seriously injured. Another non-fatal avalanche happened at the freeride stop in Austria. The French skier who triggered it didn't qualify for the next phase of the competition. Hale Woods says everyone knows how great the skiing is in Haines, but they didn't know that they'd get such a warm welcome from the town.
We've been really surprised by the welcoming of the Haines community.
Hale Woods says he's not sure whether Freeride will come back to Haines in the future. It depends on budget and how smoothly the competition goes. But he says the welcome the town's given the visitors definitely won't hurt. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.